Welcome to EY Access with your host, Eric Young.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of EY Access. I am actually not Eric Young. I am Sean Callahan, and I head up the partnership division here at EY Studios. And we're really excited today. We're going to do a couple of podcasts in the series where we focus on some of the companies that we partner with, introduce them to the merchants and different partners that we have even. And today, I'm really excited. We are joined by Jason Burge with Redrook. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hopefully the trip over here, long trip, wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it's a good mile and a half, I think, or something.
So. Oh, yeah. Really rough. Well, sorry to put you out, but really appreciate having you here today. I guess we'll start off. I think the name, personally, is pretty self-explanatory, but maybe explain to us what Redrook is, what you guys do, and your role with the company.
Certainly. My role in the company is I'm over sales and partnerships and accounts and our customer experience, and we kind of look at a lot of that as one unified entity. Redrook, and the name, since you asked about the name, did come. We used to be called Center Stage, and now we're Redrook, and that was based on a number of things, not least of which was we wanted to sort of bring the spirit of gaming and problem solving to what we do, and we have a lot of gamers, and so that made sense. And the Red Rook wasn't white or black, but rather a different type of rook that could move differently. So that was one of our things, so creative and innovative thinking, bringing that to our model. And primarily today, we focus on omnichannel retail. Our experience with a NCR Counterpoint goes back about 13 years now, and we've worked with a number of nonprofits as well as other organizations in retail, such as Spanx and Goodwill and companies of that size, and also the Guggenheims of the world and Carnegie and others that are across a number of platforms. But primarily what we're doing is we're providing a retail management system, a very robust end-to-end solution for point-of-sale inventory management, purchasing and receiving, integration with ERP and financial packages. And this can scale to basically any number of locations, up to 500 or 600 for some. And then we're really providing a lot of consulting with how that's deployed across their organization, access to reporting, and then over the years we've done a lot of development around that product, including integrations with products like Blackbaud's Razor's Edge and Financial Edge. And then most recently, our evolution has gone toward more the e-commerce side. And we started working with Magento about 8 years ago to bring an integrated e-commerce and omnichannel solution to our partners and our clients. And with about 8,000 Counterpoint users out there, there's been a lot of opportunity with customers, with feedback for us to continue to grow that product out into bringing integrated loyalty and gift cards and buying online, pick up in store, and just the general types of things that were not available to the brick and mortar retailer at first. More recently, then, we are trying to bring more omnichannel possibilities to the Magento user who is looking to add either brick and mortar or more robust integration to financials and better order management, inventory management, and that's sort of us. Now, that's what we do today as an organization. We consider ourselves primarily a partnering first organization with the mentality of win-win for our partners, for our clients, for our employees, and really at the end of the day we're just trying to help everyone get to whatever it is they're looking for in their organization.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to unpack it a little bit. I got a couple of things that stood out to me that I want to ask about. Now, obviously, you guys work on NCR Counterpoint. Now, in my history, I associate NCR with point of sale. And I know you mentioned that a couple of times as well. So you've mentioned your evolution and journey coming along here. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was kind of where you come into place with merchants and their evolutionary journey. So are you primarily working with merchants that already have a brick and mortar presence and no e-commerce presence? Is it a mixture of the two? Maybe kind of give me a little bit of a breakdown of what a typical merchant engaging with you might look like.
Sure. It's about half and half, to where they have either both or they have only brick and mortar. Lately, the vast majority of customers that we're working with are either adding some more robust e-commerce presence, or they're looking to add brick and mortar or a better system to where they didn't have it before. We're rarely anyone's first system when it comes to the, you know, mini ERP piece of what we bring to a retail management system. But a lot of them are looking to either get up out of a platform that was smaller, either on the front end with the e-commerce or with the point of sale, and then we're an upgrade. We're generally a phase two for an organization that's started off with their model, then is looking for to solve problems that either technology or process has left them needing something more.
Okay, well, that makes sense. In that, you mentioned you kind of called yourself a mini ERP, and you've also mentioned the retail management system. So maybe if you could just a little bit of a differentiation between what you guys are doing with the retail management system and maybe a more traditional ERP that people that kind of resonates with people a little bit more.
Great question. We are not technically an ERP. ERPs are huge, and we're definitely sitting somewhere in between a tablet-based solution or something that you would think of as a QuickBooks size of software, and then a larger NetSuite or Aptos or something like that. We're in the middle. It's a much cheaper package, certainly. It is less disruptive to an organization looking to add it. We're not disrupting financials. We're not really getting into anything like manufacturing. But really, as far as the retailer goes, we are covering most of what they're doing end-to-end. From, you know, the minute a product is coming into your ecosystem, you know, we're managing vendors and purchasing, and then of course going into managing inventory across multiple locations and warehouses, and then you're of course you have your point of sales, you have mobile point of sale, you have your standard point of sales that you'll see at, you know, at most retail organizations. And then from there, you know, we're connecting out, and we've built that out to be very compatible with the e-commerce side of things. So instead of using what people would think of as the traditional back end of an e-commerce platform as their inventory management or order management, that's all managed by us inside of Counterpoint and through the other applications that we've built. So really, that becomes more of a slave to the master system because it's built out with a database and a type of architecture that's very expandable, that can handle more data, and it's a much more centralized place to manage all of that for the merchant.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to come back to that in just a second, because that last part about where they're managing different, you know, assets and the inventory and things like that, and you'll see why. Because you mentioned specifically earlier about really recently getting into the e-commerce realm of things and working with Magento specifically. You guys exclusively kind of work with Magento, correct?
Yes.
Maybe tell me a little bit about why that platform, what it is that drew you guys to it, and how that works with your system and the merchants that you work with so well.
So it was about 7 years ago, and Magento was an obvious choice because, like Counterpoint, it's very open and customizable and configurable. Counterpoint has an OpenSQL architecture and database, so we can do basically anything we want with it, and Magento fit in well with that. Because of the complexity of Counterpoint, especially with its item database, we needed something that was extremely flexible and powerful that could handle how large Counterpoint can scale. A smaller solution may run into trouble with what the ultimate power that Counterpoint is capable of delivering. Magento really keeps well in step with even the more robust clients that we work with that are doing, you know, upwards of 60 or 70 million online out of warehouses all over the United States and in other countries. So, you know, we just needed a platform that could keep up.
Okay. Awesome. Appreciate that. So my follow-up to that I mentioned I wanted to come back to is that a lot of merchants, when they have an e-commerce platform, will use Magento, obviously, and then a retail management system or ERP, the question we often get is, okay, if I implement this, where am I ultimately working with my inventory? What am I, like, where am I managing, you know, my merchandise and everything like that, from pricing to all the fun stuff that comes along with your system? What's kind of the breakdown relationship ideally to where they're going as their main initial point to manage all of that stuff?
Well, Counterpoint definitely handles all that. It makes it a lot easier to handle your inventory and items and promotions because there's a scheduling system there for those. You can schedule them out weeks or months in advance and test them. It's designed for it. It's designed to, you know, handle gridded items incredibly well. We work with a lot of apparel and shoe companies that have, you know, the larger grids for item size, color, width, things of that nature. Makes it very easy to receive that way. It makes it easy to receive in bulk. It makes it easy to deal with your warehouse bins and things of that nature, doing your picking, your packing, and your shipping, all out of that. And then, you know, where we need to integrate with shipping systems or solutions to go outside, very easy. We've built those. So we're sitting in the middle there and using our technology as far as it needs to go. But then, you know, as soon as we run into where something like a Shipper HQ or a ShipStation or ShipWorks is going to be a better option than, you know, we're partnering there, you know, like we do with EY, in order to, you know, extend past, you know, where that management needs to go with the item.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to piggyback off of your comments that you mentioned earlier too about being set up on the partnerships that you've created, and even then with Shipper HQ, ShipStation, things like that. Obviously, there's a lot of moving pieces to any merchant that's you know, doing business online or in their store. When it comes to the merchant and managing all of these different things, and you working specifically with partners like EY Studios, I think personally, I love working with you guys, honestly, because you guys are so close. You do a great job. It's just a lot easier to get in front of merchants as a team and be there and have that face-to-face interaction. That's an ideal scenario. Not everybody can work in Atlanta right down the road from another.
Right.
In your experience with just partnerships in general, like, what's the ideal? Like, how do you guys work well and so that the merchant comes out the winner, you know, on the back end?
Great question. For us, because we're in the unique position to have had, you know, almost 15 years of working with the retail management system and point of sale, and then now having become a Magento partner with certified solution specialists on the team, we have a very good 3,000-foot view of the product and the customer as it comes in. And so we're able to do a lot of consulting with our clients to help bring in the right partner when a new solution is needed. So if someone has Counterpoint and they're asking us for e-commerce, then we're going to do an audit of the client and determine, you know, what's the best place for them to go. Some of them are working with the very small platforms that we don't work with, like WooCommerce. But for the most part, if they're working with us, you know, we're going to recommend someone to do their Magento work, like in EY Studios. And we're identifying there really what their needs are and the right fit. And as we start exploring then how that's going to build, we're going to look to bring in other partners for, could be for taxes, could be for shipping, could be for an integration to eBay and Amazon. And right. It just grows and grows. But we've worked with enough of these that we can make recommendations and sort of be the trusted advisor there at the hub, because we do end up taking a lot of responsibility for that architecture being where the data is mostly stored and where things go in and out of. So our experience there is valuable, but we're really just looking for everyone to win. I mean, our partnerships or marriages, they're years and years long in the making. And so it's for all of our best interests to make the best recommendation the first time. And I think that's been very successful, especially with partners like EY.
I appreciate that. I love what you said about the trusted advisor relationship, because we obviously, I think that's why we align so well, is we try to do the same thing. Because the last thing, if you're a merchant and you've got all these moving pieces, is figuring out who to go to for what and anything like that. And I know between both of us and the projects that we've done together, it's been really easy to tell the merchant, like, look, you're going to be covered. You can come to either one of us and expect the same kind of return and feedback as to, you know, what we should do next to solve any of the problems there. So I definitely appreciate y'all's partnership in that as well. So just one or two more things real quick and we'll wrap this thing up. So if I'm a merchant, obviously this is a lot to take in. This is usually people, when they make a decision to move to something like NCR Counterpoint or anything like that, it can be an overwhelming task. There's a lot of moving pieces, or they want to do a lot of question asking. They got a lot of homework. What are some, maybe a takeaway or two that a merchant should consider if they're on the fence looking to maybe take that next step? What would you kind of say to a merchant that might be hearing that?
Well, there's two big things with that. The first is, what are you trying to solve? You know, what are the hurdles that you haven't been able to get over? One of the main reasons I think we see people coming to us is that they've hit some kind of a commerce capacity issue. Sometimes it's invisible. And what's happened is either the traffic's not there, or the shipping fulfillment's gone down, or for whatever reason, they've capped off and the growth has slowed. We see that there's a real need there. And if that is happening, where it no longer is marketing really getting you a return on investment, that there's other issues that can be floating around inside of the management of the organization that bringing in Red Rook and a solution like Counterpoint, what we're bringing to the table, can really help get past some of those. Creating automation and integration and making sure data is accurate and available across all these different channels really helps us to get a much better view together as to what that success is going to look like. And then beyond that, the real question is, are you ready to make the change? Do you have the team that's in place to implement a system like this? Most of the time, the answer is yes. But it's a big undertaking to bring in something like this. And it's an exciting one because in a lot of ways it changes how customers are going to do business. It's going to put a lot more power in the hands of the decision makers of the company. It's going to give you a lot more to watch and a lot more to do. If you're ready to take on that kind of change and really take it to the next level, I mean, we really look at it as a sea change. You want to add a product like this to your environment to take yourself up to for growth, to open up more locations or to add additional websites or to expand your customer base and loyalty. That's what we're looking for. I mean, that's where we see big success. And when we're all on the same page and working together, it's very predictable for adding a system like this to add to that success.
No, that's great. I definitely appreciate you being here. That's I know it was a big ask for you to take the time out of your day and drive way over here to do this. But no, it's been great. And so obviously, if somebody has questions, they want to get in touch with you, follow up, obviously they can come through us at EY Studios, but what's a way that they could reach out and engage with you guys directly?
Sure. On our page, theredrook.com, there's a way to submit right on there for us to get in touch with you. So that's probably the easiest way, and we'll respond very quickly.
Cool. And we'll put that in the notes when we post this as well. But again, very much appreciate you joining us, and thank you guys for tuning in, and stay tuned for another episode of EY Access.
Thanks so much.